Matt Burgess, here's a bit of reading over the long weekend. It's in the Herald, and Matt is a bright guy, and he is a senior economist with the New Zealand Initiative, and this is more work on the Climate Commission. If the goal of emissions and policies is to cut emissions for the smallest loss of our prosperity, then the Climate Change Commission delivered a fiasco. We must do 25% more walking by 2030. That's one of the recommendations they make. We need to cycle 95% more, is another recommendation. If there's one thing he says to understand about the Commission's plan, it's this. It's not necessary. We do not need politicians and officials to tell us what to drive, how far to walk, how to make steel, or how to live to reduce emissions. Emissions must come down, yes, but that entails trade-offs which officials are not in a position to see. They cannot know how much more you love your V8 than your gas heater, or how much harder it is for you to catch the bus to work than your neighbour. The best place for those judgments is households and businesses. They've got excellent knowledge of their own preferences. New Zealand already has a system for reducing emissions. It's called the ETS. The ETS puts a price on greenhouse gases. The Commission's strategy is even more baffling because of the enormous disruption it proposes. An unprecedented expansion of the government control over the economy will not reduce emissions at all. If the ETS caps emissions, then other policies cannot reduce overall emissions any further. You can only cap emissions once. Why can he work this out and they can't? The problem with the Commission's plan is that nearly all of its proposals are already covered by the ETS. As a result, almost none of the Commission's plan will have any effect on emissions. There's lots more to it. Matt Burgess, senior economist with the New Zealand Initiative, in the New Zealand Herald.